audio journal time, audio knowledge time. Because these aren't really journals, I suppose. Journals are like, oh, I feel this way, and I feel that way, and this is more like, oh, this seems to be true, and this might be why, and this seems to be why. So all audio knowledge time. And this may or may not be an episode, so if it is, enjoy the episode. But I wanted to talk about emotions. This idea that people talk about, like, oh, follow your bliss and just trust your feelings and, like, you make decisions using your feelings. Yeah, don't do that. So the reason why I'm saying that is because you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that, I suppose. What I've really come to understand is that you can't do this. It's not stable for the long run for a couple of reasons. And one of them, the most important reason, and we'll get into more of this as well, I think, as we get deeper, or at least as I get deeper, if this is not an episode. I don't know if these are going to be episodes. So if it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. Because a lot of this is just like, I'm recording, I'm just stating my thoughts, and this is based on, part of it's based on observation, part of it's based on, like, analysis of the observation, because, believe it or not, awareness is not enough. I've talked about this in episodes, but, like, people have this idea, like, oh, just become more self-aware, like, that's the answer, right? Like, no, it's not a panacea, there's no magic bullet solution here. Anyways, so, why do I say this? Why do I say that you cannot make decisions using your emotions, or at least not solely using your emotions, or that you can't just follow your bliss? And the reason why I say that is because emotions are impermanent as fuck. Emotions are fickle as fuck. So why would you make these decisions based on this? Because you're going to make... Because a couple of things are going to happen here. And this might be something that you've noticed, but you've never really understood why this is happening. So, number one is that everything is going to overwhelm you, because there's going to be some part in your... There's going to be something in your life that's going to happen. And boom, you're going to be emotional. You're going to be like, oh, this is annoying. This shouldn't be happening. And you're going to be like, well, I should be following my bliss, right? I should be listening to my feelings, trusting my feelings, whatever that is, right? Well, you're going to be all over the place, because that's what emotions do. That's what they're designed to do, in a sense. Because it's based on, like, fight or flight. Like, oh, this bear is happening. This bear is going to, like, kill me, like, if I don't run away. That's like the fight. That's like the flight part. Like, oh, or like, oh, this bear is going to kill my family, so I have to find a way of killing this fucking bear. That's what your emotions are based on. But like most situations nowadays, because we live in such an unnatural world in some sense, but unnatural in this case, meaning that like it's not based on like how we were designed, evolutionarily speaking, but because we live in such an unnatural world in that way, that particular logical way that I'm giving you here, foundational principles, but because we don't live in that way anymore, most of what we're experiencing are not this and are not going to be this. And so a vacuum cleaner is going to happen, and it might be too loud for you, and you're going to be like, this is annoying. This shouldn't be happening. Like, and you're going to want to fight the vacuum cleaner in your mind. This may not be happening out loud, but you're doing this in your mind. No, this is annoying. This is a vacuum cleaner. This shouldn't be happening, but it is happening. So you're going to live your life in overwhelm, and you're going to be wondering why your life sucks. Well, this is why. Strange, isn't it? And relying on your emotions to make decisions doesn't work. It doesn't help you, because it's based on your emotions are more impermanent than anything else. And I used to make similar mistakes where I was like, well, everything is impermanent, so everything is going to be equally meaningless. Well, actually, no. there are things, some things that are going to be less impermanent in the same way, because, and so in that way, you might want to rely on them a little bit better than emotions, right? Than just your thoughts. But we live in this like strange, like anti-logical self-help culture, this anti-logical relativistic culture now, that where everything is like truth, like my truth, your truth, like, oh, your feelings, if you feel like you are a tornado, you're a tornado, or if you feel like you are, if you feel like gravity doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, or whatever it is, right? Feelings are more important to this particular group of people than what actually might be functionally or even objectively true. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to live that way, that's fine. You might want to be looking for a different podcast, but but you're going to run into several problems doing this. And this is something I've noticed with people as well, as they do this in different ways. And one of the problems you're going to find is you're going to have constant trigger warnings, because everything is going to be like, oh, this doesn't agree with my truth. This doesn't agree with my truth. This doesn't agree with my truth. Everything's not going to agree with your truth. Reality is not going to agree with your truth. And so you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be like, why does my life suck? Why is everything offensive? Why does everything seem to make me not feel good? And so your answer is going to be like, well, I'm not following my bliss. So you're going to follow your bliss. That's not a whole lot better. It's not, I don't know if it's even better at all. And and it's funny when people say that. It's one thing that I thought in my head at one point when people were saying this. I didn't say it out loud because I tried to be like nice at the time. But of course, I really wasn't anyways. But was like, okay, well, if you want to follow your bliss, you could actually do heroin. That would give you bliss, right? But the problem is that following your bliss is only, it might give you like short-term happiness and short-term comfort. But what you're going to end up running into the problem eventually, where you're going to do that for so long where it's not going to really mean anything in the same way. And of course, like I said, because emotions are going to be impermanent, you're going to eventually run into the same problem where like something's going to happen, you're going to be annoyed, and you're going to attempt to follow your bliss. You're going to attempt to follow your bliss to happiness or whatever it is. And of course, you're going to be disappointed. And you're going to be eventually find yourself annoyed again. Or you're going to find yourself angry again. Or you're going to find yourself disappointed again. Because that's reality. That's how reality works. So your emotions, you cannot use your emotions to make decisions in this way. Strange how that's revolutionary, but it's true. That's the revolutionary truth. But if you understand like Stoicism, you understand why this is true. Why is this true? Why can't you use emotions to make decisions? Why can't you rely on emotions? Why can't you just follow your bliss like people tell you to do? And it comes down to, well, the number one reason to me is that emotions are going to be transient and fickle as fuck. You're going to be overwhelmed by everything because something is going to happen one day, 1 minute into following your bliss, and you're going to get annoyed, or you're going to get angry, you're going to get upset, you're going to get triggered. You're probably triggered by this episode right now, let's just be honest. You know, as people have been triggered by these episodes that I've done pretty much my entire podcast past like 2021 or so, because at least to some extent, I was at least attempting to find the truth. Of course, I wasn't as good at it as I am now, I think, because I've gone beyond groups, and I already talked about that in an episode. But yeah, you're going to be all over the fucking place. It'd be like if you were to make a house, but instead of making a house on the ground, you instead make a house in the air. Like, oh, no tornadoes are going to come and just take away this house. You don't lay any foundations. Just follow your bliss until your bliss is going to be somewhere in the air. What's going to happen to your house? It's going to get fucking destroyed by stones because your house is going to be a glass house. It's going to be moving all over the place because you can't really be settled on one point for too long because emotions are impermanent as fuck. And you're going to eventually end up in this place where, like, you might even realize this. Well, what do you do at that point? Well, I think there's basically two directions you can go, right? Direction one, which is what I see a lot of people falling into, and I've seen myself fall into as well, which is ultimate nihilism. Well, doing this doesn't seem to work. I've done all these things to become happy, and maybe it worked for like a short time, but it's going to always change. You're always going to find something eventually where this is not going to happen to you. And so this must mean that this is meaningless, like reality is just meaningless and pointless because it's all going to be impermanent in the same way. The second option, which is kind of like a multitude of options, is going to be like, well, you could do the rational thing, which is just decide not to do that and just to go in a different direction. Find something that's stable and stick with it for a time. Or you could go like, well, this might be true, but I don't really care. I just want to be positive and say you're going to get stuck in positivity. You could get stuck in a really strange situation where, like, now you might realize this, but you don't want to realize it. And so you can try to, like, you create these avoidance mechanisms to not realize it. Things like this, right? Because society has taught you to listen to your feelings. To trust your feelings, if your feelings are saying something, that must mean something for you, right? You know, to analyze your feelings, you know, psychology tells you, like, analyze your feelings. Like, why are you feeling this way? This must mean that, like, you have some kind of psychological trauma, or you have had some kind of childhood abuse or something. Like, everything has to be, like, overly complicated in that way. Like, it's really funny. I mean, it's not even really psychology. Like, it's somewhat pseudo-psychology. It's like, oh, the answer is, like, oh, I'm depressed. And so the answer is like, oh, look into that depression. Like, is it caused by childhood abuse? Or is it a trauma problem? It's like, I mean, it could be all three. It could be many different things, but your problem isn't that you're depressed, it's that you're stuck and you're ruminating on your depression, which is something that I would say modern psychology has realized, but like the psychology you see in shows doesn't seem to see that yet. Although I think even modern psychology doesn't see this either, but in some cases, because they bought into the same problem, but you know, this is where we are. This is the site. This is the society that we've created for ourselves. And we think we're so advanced. Oh, like, our civilization is advanced. We have, like, all these different technologies that we've created. Like, we've cured all these illnesses. It's like, I mean, sure, we've done a lot of things, but we're still at, like, honestly, I'd still say we're, like, still teenagers as far as, like, humanity itself is concerned. Some of us are even less than this. Like, oh, like, this book that I believe in and listen to says this, even though reality says something totally different, and you can tell reality says totally different, but I'm going to listen to this book anyways. Because, nah, boo. Boo-hoo, na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo, right? It's where we are, like, and you can see this in politics as well. Like, with Trump, it's the same way. Like, he's a fucking child. Like, oh, like, we won in 2020. Like, And then he's going to bitch about this, and he's going to bitch about all these different things. And you can see the same thing on the left, where it's like, oh, like, all these problems, like, Trump is bad, and all these people are bad. It's like, really? Like, what is happening to society? It's fucking falling apart. And the reason why is because we're listening too much to our emotions. We're stuck in this idea that, like, oh, we must follow our bliss. We must listen to our feelings. And then there's people who are saying things like, oh, facts don't care about your feelings, which in a truthful sense is not necessarily true, because your feelings are distorting what you think are facts in the first place. But that's a different episode, or at least part of the same episode, even. And so, you know, like I've said, but with these recent episodes, if you want to be this way, that's fine. Don't say I didn't warn you, right? You know, you might find eventually that doing this is just not going to work. It's not going to help you. Because you're going to be too comfortable, or you're going to end up in this place where, like, everything becomes a game of ultra positivity. And that's fine, I suppose. It's just not going to help you. In any way, shape, or form, like, people say, like, oh, you must, like, get this off your chest. It's going to help you. It's going to make you feel better. And it's like, well, I mean, that might be true. It might help you at first, but eventually those feelings are going to come back, or other feelings are going to come back, and it's going to repeat. The cycle is just going to keep repeating. And so it creates its own sort of, like, crutch. Now you're, like, dependent on this person or this group to do this. Of course, you could say, like, well, aren't you doing this right now with these audio journals? And it's like, well, actually, what I'm doing is a little bit differently. Because what I'm doing is I'm attempting to create knowledge here. I'm, like, creating what I've noticed. I'm going, like, well, this seems to be true. This is why. And then I look back and I go, like, is this actually true later? So it isn't necessarily the same way. It might engender the same feelings, but for different reasons. So your emotions are the ocean waves, right? And the deeper you get into the ocean, although I think this might actually be a myth if you look into actually, like, the currents, like the Gulf Stream and this kind of thing, but it's just an analogy, so it works for now, or metaphor. But deeper inside of the ocean lies, like peace. There's no waves. There's just stillness of water and this kind of thing. And so, would you want to rely on the waves for your security? Or you want to go deeper? Do you want to go into the foundations? Maybe create some principles of your own and stick to those principles, despite, like, your mind might be like, well, I don't know if that's true. Like, this is just my subjective truth. And it's like, yeah, well, that's just what is going to be true anyway. It's like, you're probably going to be basing your life to some extent to some kind of subjective truth. You know, that isn't necessarily the problem. The problem happens when your subjective truth becomes everything. Like, oh, like, this is true and this is true. It's like, well, it may not be true. Subjective truth is going to be part of this. But you're also going to have to learn how to become a little bit more aware of the fact that, well, just because it seems to be subjectively true doesn't mean it is, right? And going into, like, verifying this with other sources and independently and like observation over time and this kind of thing. Because that's how you learn and grow and this kind of thing. So But the reason why I say to rely more on principles than emotions is because emotions are going to become... Emotions are the waves, right? Emotions are the ocean waves. They're moving you all over the fucking ocean. Like, you don't know which way you're going. Oh, shit, there's a hurricane coming. Like, what do I do? Follow my feelings. Listen to my feelings. If my feelings are something, saying something, it must be true. And it's not like it's false, I suppose. It's true in a sense that, like, if you are feeling sad about, like, the fact that, like, somebody died or something happened, that is, I guess, true, but the feelings themselves and the thoughts that go with those feelings are not necessarily true. Like, oh, I will never be loved again because this keeps happening, or, oh, I'm going to be a failure again. You know, these kinds of, like, thoughts and emotions that are based on emotions is where you start getting tripped up, right? And so the other reason for why this is true, why relying on your emotions is not going to work, is because your emotions... So the way that I think about it is if, like, think about it this way, right? Like, if you have, let's say that something happens, and let's say whatever happens makes you angry. What is listening to your emotions going to do at that point? It's going to justify in your mind, re-justify why you're feeling angry. Now you're not just angry. You know you deserve to be angry because this is bad. This shouldn't be happening. This kind of thing. That's another reason why. That's important. Like, if you want to go beyond anger, you might want to, like, stop justifying your anger, which means stop listening to your feelings. Stop trusting your feelings. Stop telling yourself, oh, well, if this is true, it's true for me. Like, my subjective truth is truth. You know, this kind of thing. It's not truth. It's subjective experience, but it's not true. So, the reason why I say this is because a lot of drama is started and continues because a lot of people listen to their thoughts and emotions on this issue, and their emotions are controlling what they think. And so, like, oh, well, he said this, that's so bad. And I mean, it might be bad. It's not like it might be good. It's possible that it was just a gray area. But, like, your response to it is justifying it in your head. Now you're like, oh, you're right, emotions. This is true. Like, this is valid. How dare this person be this way? How dare this be a thing? You know, this kind of thing. And you could say that, like, technically all, like, events and ideas or whatever are inherently good or bad in themselves, but what makes them good or bad is your emotions, your thoughts in the process. and this kind of thing, which is fine. I don't disagree with making judgments. You know, I talked about that in the episode I did that I did yesterday. The problem with relativity, but that's not the problem. The problem happens when you're doing this based on your emotions. And so you're going to be flip-flopping everywhere. You're going to be, like, all over the place because you don't really know, like, which the right way to go is. Or not even necessarily because you don't know, but because your emotions are just going to be all over the fucking place. That's how emotions work. And so, like, the brave thing to do is to go beyond that emotion and go like, well, there's a couple things you can do from that place. The first thing you can kind of do is go like, oh, well, why is this true? Why is this emotion false or true? What parts might be true, what might be false? There are problems with doing that, actually, but a lot of those have to come down to like, oh, like if you get too much stuck in like what's true about the emotion, you can justify it and it's kind of thing. What you can also do is you can also look at it from a sensational point of view. Like, emotions are just sensations in the body, which is true. I've talked about this before. Another thing you can do is just like, oh, my emotions say this. Maybe I should like actually become principled and go beyond emotions, because they're going to be saying things constantly to you and that doesn't mean that those things are true. And this kind of thing, it doesn't mean they're false. It just means that they're kind of like magnets, right? Like what they do is they focus on a particular issue, and sometimes they overemphasize it to where like you get this weird phenomenon where like a small thing can be blown way out of proportion because that's how they work. And so, yeah, you're going to be flip-flopping up all over the place because your emotions are attempting to tell you a story, I suppose. And then, of course, your mind goes into those emotions and, like, buys into them, gives into them, so to speak. And then you become... you justify these emotions in your head, and you give in to them, and you become them, and you become like whatever the emotion is. And so you become kind of like, it's almost like you have it's like I've talked about before with awareness. Awareness is like, you people talk about like awareness as if it's like empty. And that's kind of true in a sense. But it's also, there's a lot more that's going on here. Especially when you're using directed awareness. Because awareness isn't just empty, it's also full of its own knowing. And so you could look at emotions from a distance. Like that means awareness is becoming this. But then you look at emotions from close up, and you get, you become those emotions. Which justifies those emotions, which makes you an emotional person, which makes you less able to see where those emotions are true. This is where you have to be very, very careful about, like, how emotions influencing, how much emotions influence you, because you're going to be in a state of mind, a story, basically, an experience that says one thing. But, you know, if it's just because it says that one thing, does not mean it's true. This is why I say constantly that your truth does not equal truth. Your experience is really what you're referring to, and that's fine, you're going to have a different experience, but experience does not equal truth. And if you make that mistake of assuming that it does, you're going to end up really all over the place, because you're not going to be able to, like, make
and stick to a principle. And people who are just making and giving their opinions, even if they are true opinions, especially if they're true opinions and they go against your truth, are going to be like, they're going to be triggering to you because you have this idea that like experience is everything. Like there is my truth and your truth and this person's truth. Rather than realizing, like, well, you know, it is possible that I could be wrong here. It is possible that, like, this does not equal truth, because it doesn't. And if you assume this, you're going to become very, very, very much in your own bubble, even more so than other people. And I've seen this with people. In the self-help community, in the spirituality community especially, because they buy into a lot of these things that are just, like, ultra-relative, ultra-like. It's so relative, it's really funny, actually. It's one of the interesting things that, if you look at spiral dynamics, stage green, it's very similar. It's the same kind of group. People usually too as well, and it has the same sort of like mindset. Like if you notice this, like if you look at like most spiritual people and groups, a lot of them have like a very stage green mindset, and they talk about like how they're relative, like there's no one truth, there's just my truth and your truth and his truth and whatever. What you realize is a lot of those same people are in the same group, the same group dynamic, and it's no surprise that that's the case, because, well, other groups would be triggering, because those, even though they say this, it's not true in reality, because that's not how your mind works. Because evolution is very tribal, it's not, like, a one-size-fits-all thing, like, oh, we should just all, like, love each other and just have good vibes and just, you know, my truth is your truth, or my truth is my truth and your truth is different, but it's still true, you know. It's not how reality works. That's not how evolution works. And so even if you believe this, even if you are non-judgmental, you're going to be judgmental, because that's how your mind works. That's how evolution makes you survive. This is what makes it work. And so by saying these things doesn't make you non-judgmental. By doing these things doesn't make you non-judgmental. What really does this is very different. Of course, I don't even think it's possible to be non-judgmental or useful to be non-judgmental, but that's a different subject. Of course, I talked about that already in a previous episode. But what makes it work is actually sticking to a structure, a principle, or whatever. And you could call that dogmatism or whatever, but it actually works more than what you're doing half the time. Because people, the problem that I've noticed is that a lot of people get stuck in relativity and they get into chaos and confusion. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what to do. They're nihilistic because they don't follow direction. Because they have this idea of like ultimate confusion, because there's too many choices, this kind of thing. And really what's needed is just to follow like one choice and just stick with that one direction. It's really funny to me. Like, if I already explained this to, like, a nihilist person, too, you know what they would say. They'd be like, no, this is not true. Like, nihilism means that there is no meaning. Yeah, you know why you think that? Is because you aren't going in a direction. You're stuck in directionlessness because you have this idea that directions are meaningless. And they are. There's no meaning to it inherently in the universe, but that doesn't mean that your mind is not going to supply its meaning. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go in a direction anyways. For your own good in a lot of ways. Your emotions. This is the other end of this too as well when it comes to nihilism. It's really funny. Because, they talk about how the world is ultimately meaningless. And they mean this in a very pessimistic way. Life is meaningless. It's so sad. It's that's a meaning you're placing upon reality. Ultimate meaninglessness would be no emotion, no thought, no judgments, just what is without any of these things. But that's not really exciting to you. It's not really exciting to me. It'd be becoming less than an animal, basically. Because even animals have this to some extent. Now, what really works is rationality. What really works is to become a little bit more objective about your emotions. Or at the very least, if you are subjective about your emotions, which is fine, you're doing so, but not making this broad step between emotions and reality, which is what a lot of people do. And this is something I've noticed as well. But what they'll do is they'll be angry or whatever, and they'll assume this anger is correct and whatever the anger is about, whatever it is. And it might be, it might not be, but that's not the problem. The problem is when it isn't, or when it is overemphasized, which happens in emotions, you get really mixed up results, and you get really fucking stuck in this is unfair, this is unfair, this is bad, this is annoying, because your emotions are just going to point out problems to you, especially negative emotions, and positive emotions are going to make you sort of submissive to reality. And so if you do follow emotions subjectively, there's nothing wrong with that. You have to just become very, very wary of translating those emotions into reality. That's where you have to make it a little bit more objective and go wait, is this emotion true? It might be true, but is it false? It probably is. There's probably some things about it that are overemphasized, or there's some things about it that are just not true in reality. It doesn't mean they're completely false. It just means that emotions are just opinions. So many people tell emotions are telling you something. It's what they're telling you is their opinion. It's just subjective messaging, basically. It doesn't have to be something you agree with. It just means that there's something to become aware of, I suppose, if that's what you want to do, or there's something that you have to objectify and become objective about. Is this actually true? Is this emotion, what is emotion actually saying? Is this true? How? If it is, what parts of it are false or over exaggerated? How? Things like this. Becoming a lot more rational about your emotions and what they're saying, and how you act, how you interact with them, and how you act with them in mind, and things like this. because that's what works. That's what helps you to go beyond emotion. So, anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. If it is going to be an episode, then I'll talk to you in the next one.